Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett. Honored to have you join me again this week. I've got a special guest lined up. It's a very serious program today, something that threatens each and every one of us. I wrote about this in May when I wrote the article, The Progressive Attack on Christian Beliefs. I had received an email about the Equality Act that was being pushed through the House of Representatives. As soon as the progressive Democrats got control of the House, this was one of the first pieces of legislation that they pushed through. Now, currently it's sitting in the Senate, but it is devastating to Christians if this legislation is passed. That's why I wrote about it. Well, a little bit later, I got an email from Ted Pike. He is the director of National Prayer Network. You can find Ted at truthtellers.org, truthtellers.org. And I started trying to contact Reverend Ted Pike when I saw his articles, because this is something that is so serious that I wanted to get him on to discuss the Equality Act. Well, lo and behold, there's something else that's on the horizon, the Anti-Semitism Act. So the first half of our program, Reverend Ted Pike and I are going to discuss the Equality Act, and on the second half, we're going to talk about this Anti-Semitism Act and what these pieces of legislation have in them that could be a detriment to Christians and Christianity in the United States. I titled this program, Anti-Christian Legislation is Pouring Out of Congress. And this is a serious attack on our Christian rights and beliefs. Now, my guest today is Reverend Ted Pike, and like I said, he's the director of the National Prayer Network. Ted has appeared on over 500 radio and TV shows trying to educate the public about the danger to free speech that's being posed by anti-hate laws. Reverend Ted Pike is an outspoken critic of the Anti-Defamation League's Jewish leadership. Today, the ADL of B'nai B'rith and their hate law bureaucracies are proliferating throughout the world, ending free speech and free talk radio. It's already happened in Canada, England, France, Germany, and Australia. Is United States next? Well, we're going to get a little bit more information, and I'm going to welcome Reverend Ted Pike to the show. Reverend Pike, welcome to Power of Prophecy.
Well, thank you. Privilege to be here.
Oh, man. You know, I wrote about this Equality Act in May, and then I see your articles. We communicated via email, and it's just, I mean, this is an outright attack on Christianity, isn't it?
Yeah, both these bills are.
Man, so I'd like to cover the Equality Act on this half, and then on the second half of the program, I really want to get into this Anti-Semitism Act that
yes,
the apostate John Hagee and his ilk are pushing.
Yes, but absolutely.
But this Equality Act, I mean, this, if we had Christians in America that spoke up and had their voices heard, we probably wouldn't see legislation like this. We wouldn't even have the progressives in Congress that would write garbage like this, would we?
Yeah. Well, I think we pretty much have seen that this year.
So, Reverend Pike, would you be so kind as to go ahead and tell us about what you've got?
Yes, Jerry, thank you so much for this opportunity. Today I'd like to brief our audience on two monster hate crimes bills which we have been battling this year. The first is the Equality Act, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to consider the Equality Act in the first segments, and then the second segment, I'd like to do the second monster bill, which is the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. And we'll consider both these acts from my notes.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, the Equality Act, S-788, is a hate crimes bill created by the Jewish Anti-Defamation League that will criminalize so-called, quote-unquote, discrimination against homosexuals in housing and employment. If enacted, it will become part of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Those who, quote-unquote, discriminate against homosexuals will thus be prosecuted as federal hate criminals under the harsh penalties of the Civil Rights Act. The Equality Act prohibits discrimination in hiring or bias against qualified gays who might want to work in a non-ministerial role in a Christian church. Christian colleges and summer camps would also be required to hire sodomites who are seeking employment as teachers or counselors. This means that a homosexual male transvestite who claims he is now a woman will have the right to shower with teenage Christian girls in PE classes or in showers at Christian summer camps. Any Christian college or summer camp who refuses such privileges to a male transvestite will be subject to prosecution under the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Further, anyone witnessing for Christ to a homosexual who is hired by a Christian organization or reprove him or her will make the Christian guilty of, quote-unquote, creating a hostile work environment, a form of discrimination indictable under this bill. Under the Equality Act, homeowners or rental proprietors who, because of Christian convictions, will not sell to or accommodate homosexuals can be indicted for, quote-unquote, discrimination. The same goes for Christian businesses who, out of conscience, will not hire homosexuals. As in Canada, if any Christian who is indicted continues his discrimination, he can face prison. In fact, ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, who's the author of both of these bills, wants America to become like Canada, where any criticism of homosexuality in the pulpit, print media, or airwaves is indictable as a hate crime. 15 years ago, in Canada, the cost of defending oneself in court from indictment for a hate crime was $175,000. Triple that in Canada today. Clearly, as with all ADL hate crimes laws worldwide, the Equality Act is not only unequal in its favoritism toward gays, but blatantly biased and discriminatory against evangelical Christians. Let's now consider the legislative status of the Equality Bill right now. The Equality Act passed the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly last May, with something like 15 Republicans crossing the aisles to vote with the Democrats. As a result, the Equality Bill's sponsor in the Senate, Jeff Merkley, was so excited and invigorated that he submitted the Equality Bill to the Senate Judiciary Committee 2 weeks early. He hoped that with the slim margin of Republicans dominating the Democrats in the Senate, that enough Republican senators would also cross over to the Democrats and the Equality Bill would experience a spectacular victory in the Senate. But God did not allow that. In early June, God empowered me to present three strong broadcasts on Jeff Rentz's huge radio network challenging patriots to block Merkley and the Equality Bill from moving forward in the Senate Judiciary. Rentz also published three of my articles during this period, all of which asked for massive calling to the Senate Judiciary. But new reinforcements came from the powerfully emerging anti-Zionist Christian right. Stephen Ben Noon of Israeli News Service twice put me up on his YouTube channel where 57,000 viewers also heard my challenge to protest to all Senate Judiciary members. I then went on YouTube with fiery Christian anti-Zionist Adam Green, again blasting equality and urging calls of protest. Another 25,000 viewers watched this program. As a result, during the first 3 weeks in June, heavy protest calling bombarded all Republicans of the crucial Senate Judiciary Committee, which is the gateway to the floor of the Senate. During this period also, Dr. James Dobson and Franklin Graham produced strong articles against the Equality Bill. And even better, President Trump and Vice President Pence got on board, issuing a strong warning that if equality passed in the Senate, Trump would veto it. There were others, of course, who assisted in the protest. One of the most important was a small group of pastors that called themselves Gone Too Far, who held a early January news conference alerting the nation of the dangers of the Equality Bill. It was from them that I heard of its danger. In short, far from even being able to even debate the Equality Bill in the Senate Judiciary or floor of the Senate, the Democrats, as of this date, seem to have given up any hope of passing the Equality Bill in this session of Congress. They could, of course, try again before the first of the year. However, the chances of that are slim. But if they do, I will let everyone know immediately at truthtellers.org, my website. Meanwhile, this temporary victory is clearly the work of God. He is blessing those freedom-loving Christians who do not just pray, but as James exhorts us, combines our faith with the freedom-saving work of repeated purpose calling against unspeakable evil legislation. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Now, just to summarize, it well may be that with Trump threatening veto, the Equality Bill would not have become law in this session of Congress. But considering its dramatic victory in the House, I believe it may have gone to the floor of the Senate and maybe passed. But the bombardment of heavy calling during June thus stopped the Equality Bill from enjoying the prestige of a win in the Senate. Instead, the Equality Bill revealed itself so weak that it couldn't even get to first base, a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yes, equality will probably be introduced by ADL in the next Congress, but it will try to go forward very much wounded by its humiliating defeat of this past year. So that's my brief summary. There's a lot more to this, and if you have any more comments and observations, I'd like to hear them, Jerry.
You know, Paul warned us in 2 Timothy that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Yes.
And there are a number of so-called pastors that think that there's nothing wrong with this act. But the thing that scares me is this affects women's shelters.
Yes.
If a church has a battered woman shelter and they are housing this woman and or her children, and some transvestite claims that he's a woman, they can't kick him out. They have to allow him in to the shelter. The reason we have this shelter is to protect the women.
Yes.
But we're allowing these heathens to infiltrate the sanctuary that is we've created for women.
Absolutely.
That was one of the things that stood out to me that really drew my ire. The other is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 will be null and void.
Yes, it will.
There's no defense based on your religious beliefs. This is an outright attack against Christianity.
Yes. Well, actually what it is ADL wants to put spies, homosexual spies, who might not even be incognito but are very bold in their homosexuality, but they want to put these spies in churches, church organizations, church facilities, and on the list and the ramifications of this are vast. But what they want to do is to end Christian's ability to speak frankly and openly and biblically to each other about sodomy and many other issues that are not politically correct. And as in Canada, a chill on free speech will settle on the church in America if every church has a homosexual or two, even as a janitor, listening for any so-called hate speech coming especially from the pastor, but also from the congregation. I mentioned in my latest article about the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act that the ADL, in a very large conference in Eastern Europe this spring, announced its goals to help quell the rise of so-called anti-Semitism among Christians and Americans in the West. And they said what they want to do is they want to have in every Christian church in the world what they call an envoy, a person who's there who will report back to ADL any signs of so-called anti-Semitism or homophobia or Islamophobia, any kind of hate and so-called bias in these churches. And they want to have their own representative in these churches, and they don't want just some average person to be their envoy. They want someone who's in authority in the church, a member of the board or the head of the board of the trustees, who has the ability to fire and to humiliate and drive from the church anyone who is critical of Israel or in support of so-called hate speech. So the ADL is very aggressive in wanting to penetrate into Christian churches now. And as I also mentioned in that article, in this conference, ADL says that they want all Christians now to become like John Hagee. Hagee believes that Jesus established such a strong covenant with Abraham that even unbelieving Jews, observant Jews, Christ-rejecting Jews can go to heaven through the strength, the conduit of that ancient covenant with Abraham. And they say they want all Christians now to freely admit and believe that Jews are just as qualified religiously to go to heaven and to please God, even in rejection of Christ.
Yeah, Hagee must have removed the book of Hebrews from his Bible.
Yeah. I should mention also that I will discuss this in the later part, but he is increasingly powerful. In fact, last June 9th, he brought 5,000 of his Christians United for Israel members to Washington, D.C., and for 3 days they walked up and down the House and Senate office buildings lobbying for passage of the Hate Crimes Awareness Act. And he claims he has a listening audience on TV of 99 million and 5 million members of KUFI, and they're solidly behind this new hate crimes law, bill, I should say, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. So Christians are going to have to stand up, as we have done, and let me tell you, I am so grateful to all people who have heard me on YouTube or on the radio. Get out there, pick up that phone, and not just say, well, we're going to pray about this, but we are going to take action and do something about that. And God honored it, and he has powerfully honored it so far this year.
Amen. You know, Jesus warned us in Matthew, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. That's what Hagee is. He's a ravening wolf.
Yes. He's a false prophet, a heretic, and in the ancient tradition of heresy. I mean, he's really burned his bridges and made himself a total clone, a total slave to the Anti-Defamation League. ADL has specialized in creating hate laws, Christian persecuting hate laws worldwide. And yet, Hagee lines up with ADL, obeying them to go down to Congress and create another hate crimes law for America.
And the thing that scares me, Brother Ted, is they're indoctrinating the youth in school. They're telling them that it's okay to be homosexual. They're forcing gender dysphoria on young, malleable minds, perverting these young children into thinking that, well, they're may have been born as a male, but they recognize as a female. They're mind warping our children, and they're going to be the next that spearhead garbage like the Equality Act.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what ADL is trying to do is to make America like Canada. In Canada, in 1971, ADL was able to pass its Human Rights Act of Canada, and its Section 319 makes it a hate crime to criticize homosexuality on the pulpit, in the airwaves, even on the street corner in Canada. And any kind of criticism of homosexuality or Islam, and even support of pro-life organizations, can be considered a hate crime in Canada. Because of our First Amendment rights, this has been greatly slowed in America. And yet in Canada, there's outright, blatant, in-your-face persecution and indictment and even imprisonment facing you if you violate the federal hate crimes law. So what they didn't have in Canada in 1971 was a vocal watchdog, even one vocal watchdog in the church or the nation who would sound the alarm and keep that bill from passing. But here in America, we are blessed with people who are standing on the wall like yourself and others. And these pastors who gone too far, pastors who sounded the alarm in the 1st of January. Wonderful gift to the nation. And fortunately, we've been able to hold back the full tide of persecution from the Antichrist ADL Jewry.
Amen. You know, it was a year or two ago, the lesbian mayor of Houston demanded that pastors submit their transcripts of their coming sermons for approval. This was, I think it was passed as a resolution, a citywide resolution through the council, that they were going to demand the sermons that each pastor was going to preach each weekend so that they could remove any homophobic, as they call it, even though it's an abomination to Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I called up to James Dobson's people up in B.C., many years ago when I was making my hate laws video. And by the way, I do have an excellent 60-minute hate laws video. It's called Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. I and my wife went up to Canada and researched up there and made this very popular DVD documentary, which people can get at truthtellers.org. It's vital that all Christians, especially pastors, become conversant with hate crimes law origins, hate crimes theory, and abuses worldwide in order that we are able to stand up and keep this from happening. But that video, Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians, can be shown in your church, shown to your family and your friends, and really will go a long way toward waking up the church and those around you.
The ADL is not the only one that's in cahoots with this heinous legislation, this anti-Christian legislation. The Southern Poverty Law Center is also hand in glove in trying to push these two bills, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of hand in glove, the ADL has designed both the Equality Act and the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act to work hand in glove to end free speech for Christians and everybody in America. And we'll talk more about that in the next segment, but there's a very definite conspiracy here to let the talk radio people talk and let people be distracted even by good conservative issues and controversies. But meanwhile, ADL, like a snake, like a python, is going through Congress creating this awful legislation, unspeakably violently anti-First Amendment legislation. And we're so distracted by many issues that we don't even see it. And that's why it's very important that watchdogs emerge who specialize in watching Congress, keeping tabs on what ADL is doing, and then boldly sounding the alarm to the nation.
Yes, sir. You know, if this legislation were to pass and be signed into law, how many organizations like TrueTellers.org, Power of Prophecy, ministries that stand on the Bible will be shuttered? And there are charities that are Christian-based. They'll be shut down.
Yes.
And the authoritarian government won't replace them with anything close to the love and kindness that we show. I mean, it's going to leave a great number of people out in the cold.
Yeah, well, both these bills are kind of like a scythe or a sickle. They're cutting down the grass, each in their own swath, moving through American Republican and the time-honored traditions and rights that we have enjoyed and taken for granted. They're, each one of them is doing its job of cutting down the pillars of our Christian civilization. And that's why we have to take literally the admonition that we have to act in defense of liberty. And all it takes is for good men to do nothing. And these bills will proliferate, and we'll wake up suddenly realizing that we are in the grip of a Canadian-style hate crimes bureaucracy. And the problem with hate crimes laws is that they are enacted through fuzzy thinking and emotion. And once they're enacted into law, it's impossible to repeal them because emotion, sentiment, false compassion toward discriminated minorities, all these arguments rise up, and the befuddled legislatures are unable to concisely dismantle any kind of a hate law that has been in existence. So the time to speak is now. Take action. And in this next segment, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, it is actually, in my opinion, a greater threat than the Equality Act.
Everything is geared to suppressing thought, free speech. You know, they claim it's anti-discrimination, but they're discriminating against Christians. And
absolutely.
I'm at a loss for words, and that's why I wanted to have you on here, Brother Ted, because this is serious.
Mortally serious.
You know, you mentioned that they'll have envoys everywhere. Think about the cake baker in Colorado. They didn't want a cake, but they wanted to sue him because he refused to decorate a cake for a couple of homos.
Yeah.
That is going to magnify 100-fold if garbage legislation like this is allowed to proceed and become law.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to take care of the first half of our program. I've got Brother Ted Pike on the phone with me, and today we're discussing anti-Christian legislation pouring out of Congress. As you heard Brother Ted say, we need to contact our representatives, whether they're in the House or the Senate. You need to write the president. We need to become a vocal majority and not a silent minority. This legislation, the Equality Act, the Anti-Semitism Act, these things are going to be a direct affront towards Christians and our Christian beliefs. Pretty soon, the Bible, as we know it, will be outlawed. The Bible that Pastor Hagee down in San Antonio uses, that obviously doesn't have Hebrews in it because he doesn't know that the old covenant has ended and the new covenant being Jesus Christ is here now. He wrote a book that Jesus is not the Jews' Messiah. Jesus came for everybody. He didn't come for one certain race. He didn't come for one certain group of people. Galatians 3 verses 26 through 29. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The promise given to Abraham in Genesis, we're told about it in Galatians. If ye be Christ. So it is vitally important that we stand on the word of Jesus Christ and get our voices heard. Thank you so much for giving me your ear. We're going to take a brief pause. When we come back, I'm going to have Brother Ted on the other side, and we're going to talk about that anti-Semitism bill that is rolling through the Congress. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. I'm Jerry Barrett. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. A History of Zionism, 1897 to 2020. This is a new book we're offering here at the ministry. This book of true history is a biblical researcher's dream. Any layman, deacon, preacher, student of history, people of all ages who are interested in the manipulations that have been going on for centuries, which create the animosity between nations, will want to use this book for a reference manual. Truth is not in all circles cherished or even accepted. The victors, who are no more honest than the losers, write the history. You've heard me say this before. The vanquished doesn't write history. Victors write the history. In this age of political correctness, a large portion of the late 20th and now 21st century mainstream history can only be regarded as fiction. Get this book, A History of Zionism. Talmudic teaching is the backbone of Zionist belief. It is a repugnant philosophy based on racism, hatred, racial and gender segregation. The word anti-Semitism is an oxymoron. Nothing could be further from the truth. For instance, Jews and Arabs share the same DNA. Zionism is a conspiracy. This book will show in detail what this plan consists of, how it is to be implemented, and who and what is causing this plan to be executed. Zionism is the embodiment of racial exclusion. The text in this book will substantiate this fact beyond any reasonable doubt. You need to get a copy of this book, A History of Zionism. It's 220 pages. This book is $40. I know that's a lot, but it is a vitally important book to add to your library. It is a reference manual, and you'll use it. A History of Zionism. $40. Please add $5 for shipping and handling. Make a total of $45. You can order your copy by phoning us toll-free in Canada and the United States at 1-800-234-9673. If you care to call us on our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can also go to our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. There'll be an ad for this book on the main page. You can click on the link, add it to your cart, submit your address, your charge card, method of shipment, hit submit, we'll get it processed, and we will get this book whisking on its way to you. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Now, if you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102 in Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. A History of Zionism. Powerful book. You need a copy. And go through this reference manual. It is powerful. This book normally sells for $75, but we're offering it to you for $40, almost half off, because we want you to get this information. A History of Zionism. Impactful. And now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Reverend Ted Pike. Ted, welcome back to Power Prophecy.
Well, thanks for having me, Jerry.
Now, in the first half of the program, we talked about the Equality Act and its attack on Christian establishment. But there is another piece of legislation that's even more heinous to the Christian church, to Christians everywhere, than the Equality Act, isn't there?
There certainly is. It's called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, and it's still pending, it's still very dangerous, and again, let's have our pencils and paper out, because I want everybody to make just one crucial phone call at the end of this program.
Awesome. So can you give us the gist of what this bill is for?
Yeah, I'm going to do like I did in the last segment, just kind of read from my notes and try to boil down a very complicated piece of legislation so that everybody can understand it. Unlike the Equality Act, which is very simple and direct in its assault on Christian morals and property rights, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act is extremely devious and obscure. It masks its sinister intentions behind a smokescreen of altruism and high-mindedness. Therefore, the easiest way to understand it is to just rip off its mask and tell what it really wants to accomplish. The Jewish Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, through this bill, eventually wants to achieve worldwide control over what is legal speech and what is not, according to ADL. This bill contains at least 13 categories of illegal, so-called anti-Semitic speech. ADL has now persuaded 31 nations to adopt it as federal law, these 13 definitions. It also has persuaded the U.S. State Department to accept and act upon these 13 definitions of illegal anti-Semitic hate speech. The same is true of Congress, which passed a non-binding resolution in favor of enforcement as U.S. law of ADL's 13 definitions of hate speech. Yet it is the U.S. Department of Education which is most manipulated to do ADL's bidding. ADL has persuaded the Department of Education that with the upsurge of anti-Israel protest on U.S. campuses, anti-Semitic hate speech is out of control on U.S. colleges and universities. ADL and the Department of Education have thus united through the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act to criminalize any student, professor, or even an educational institution which violates any of the ADL's 13 forms of illegal speech. The USDE, with ADL as its primary lawgiver and advisor, wants, through this legislation, to create a veritable federal dictionary of speech which will be outlawed. Any speech strongly or harshly critical of Jews, Judaism, or the State of Israel on campus will be compared with Section 6 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That section defines discrimination. And, of course, ADL has anticipated that, and all 13 of ADL's definitions of anti-Semitic speech will qualify as discrimination. If the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act passes, the Department of Education will utilize its powers of prosecution to indict violators. It could even, as is the case in Canada, imprison stubborn repeat offenders. That is, people who want to continue to criticize Israel's mistreatment of the Palestinians. At my website, truthtellers.org, in my latest article entitled Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, Worse Than Equality Act, end quote, I list most of ADL's 13 types of speech it wants to make illegal through this bill. Here are some of the types of speech which would be illegal under federal law if the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act becomes law. Number one, alleging that a conspiracy to overthrow Gentile power exists within Orthodox Judaism's most sacred scriptures, the Talmud and Zohar, is criminal. Number two, alleging that Jews dominate Hollywood and the U.S. media is criminal. Alleging that Jews dominate U.S. banking, Wall Street, and the Federal Reserve Bank is criminal. Alleging that Jews exert excessive influence over the U.S. Congress is criminal. questioning the accuracy of the 6 million figure of Jewish victims of Nazi persecution in World War II is criminal. Accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel than to America, or more loyal to a quote-unquote Jewish agenda, is criminal. Delegitimizing Israel's quote-unquote right to self-determination, which is meant by creating the State of Israel by forced exile of 700,000 Palestinians into concentration camps, is criminal. Accusing Israel of racism in its quote-unquote divine mandate to exclude Arabs from their ancestral homes and properties, meanwhile building illegal settlements in their place, is criminal. Quote-unquote harshly or strongly demanding a higher standard of behavior for God's chosen people than Gentile nations is criminal. In fact, for decades, ADL has insisted that strong, harsh criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic. Thus, only ADL-approved, moderate, diplomatic, normal criticisms will be permitted and considered legal. Comparing Israel's 1948 exile of Palestinians into concentration camps, comparing that to persecution of the Jews by Nazis will be illegal. Equating Israel's repeated aerial attacks on Gaza, bombing it to rubble, to Hitler's aerial attacks on Poland will be illegal. Alleging quote-unquote classical anti-Semitism, which is the New Testament claim that Jews, including Pharisaic leaders, incited a Jewish mob who pressured Pilate and Roman soldiers to crucify Jesus, is at the very top of ADL's priority for criminal indictment. ADL wants to basically persecute into extinction that so-called hate crime charge against the Jews so it will never be remembered by humanity forever. Drawing comparisons of contemporary Israel's policy to Nazis will be illegal. And finally, distributing so-called anti-Semitic materials, which includes the New Testament, would become anti-Semitic material because it contains the lie, according to the ADL, that the Jews had Christ killed. Now, clearly, what the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act proposes is an incredible scenario. A tiny foreign nation, Israel, through the discretions of its U.S. representative, ADL, has power, or should have power, to criminalize U.S. citizens who sincerely, yet strongly, criticize Israel. What is this but the astonishing chutzpah of these Jewish leaders and presumption by ADL Israel leading to the end of speech for all Americans? Now, why do I claim in my recent article at truthtellers.org that the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act is worse than the Equality Act? It's because while the Equality Act shockingly deprives Christian Americans of rights in housing and employment in favor of homosexuals, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act involves Americans in a worldwide criminalization of speech critical of Israel. As I said earlier, 31 nations have now accepted ADL's definitions of anti-Semitic speech as legally binding. Passage of the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act would unite America with those 31 nations in an ever-widening obedience to ADL's 13 definitions and to the State of Israel. Such worldwide legal authority to ban criticism of evil Jews, Judaism, and Israel amounts to one thing: Jewish world control. Now, it's very important that we take action. And I will repeat the phone numbers to Congress in a few minutes, but I think we better just get down and get dirty here with the ADL and put them on the run and let them know that we will not stand as loyal Americans and Christians for having our speech taken away. Lovers of freedom must repeat our temporary victory against the Equality Bill by a bombardment of calls against the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, Bill number S-852. The Office of Republican Sponsor Senator Tim Scott has told us the senator will attempt to persuade the chairman of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, Senator Lamar Alexander, to allow the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act to be introduced for testimony and markup. This has not happened yet, but could at any time. It is of first importance that you call Senator Alexander at 1-202-224-3121. Again, that's 1-202-224-3121, and tell his staffers, please reject the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, S-852. It is a deceptive hate crime bill which destroys free speech. And with that, I think we can toss it back to you, Jerry, if you have any comments.
I do. Jimmy Carter wrote a book about apartheid in Israel, and he was lambasted.
Yes.
It was ugly. And there are a number of Jewish legislators, not lawyers too, but legislators, lobbyists, ADL, claiming that our desire to build a southern border wall is unconstitutional. Yet we have funded millions and billions of dollars to that tiny nation, Israel, and they have constructed numerous walls to keep the Arabs out, allegedly in the name of protecting the Jewish citizens. But for me to say that, I could be prosecuted for hate speech.
Absolutely. If you criticized Israel strongly or harshly, as they define it, for any kind of behavior that is oppressive or is reminiscent of Nazism, then that will be considered hate speech and anti-Semitism. It's as simple as that. What ADL is doing here is it has its wish list. If this is passed, there'll be a wish list for the ADL to fulfill its desire to systematically eliminate any kind of criticism for the future in this world. And of course, this was what the ancient wicked Israelites and their false prophets demanded, was silence from the prophet, silence from the truth teller. And it's just a continuing instinct of the same Pharisees who crucified Jesus. Then they demanded a ban on any criticism of the Pharisees, demanded any ban on any accusation that the Jews had killed Jesus. And that desire to silence all opposition and all criticism is just fundamental to Antichrist Talmudic Judaism.
And if this bill becomes law, are we going to have Bibles that just have the Old Testament? Because the New Testament, the King James Version, says that the Jews demanded Barabbas and crucified Jesus, that they'll have to outlaw the New Testament, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. That's top of the list. Yeah, the Pharisees of the ADL are determined to portray the New Testament as anti-Semitic hate speech, ultimately responsible for the alleged Holocaust of 6 million Jews during World War II. They want to portray it as so filled with hate and recrimination against the Jewish people that it should be banned. Of course, it's not possible to split Bibles in roughly in half and only allow the Old Testament, because that's just not practically possible. So the Bible in its entirety will be banned as a source of so-called anti-Semitism for people worldwide. What ADL is doing is wanting to set up now an international hate speech tribunal and control, which will guarantee that, along with a lot of other factors and a lot of other empowerments, the Jews will finally realize their dream of world dominion.
They are looking for their Jewish utopia.
Yes.
It's in their Bible, the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. We're already on the list of the SPLC as a general hate group because we're Christians. We stand on the Bible. Power of Prophecy has been blacklisted by PayPal. Amazon has banned books that expose this alleged chosen people, the Talmud, what the Talmud actually teaches. So I'm sure if the ADL can get this passed, you, me, Tex Mars, we'll all be front and center in front of the courts, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. Jesus himself prophesied that in the last days, the Christians would be brought up to the synagogue for judgment. And certainly after that, if they're convicted, they would go off to prison. That's biblical. You know, just a few miles from me here in Portland, Oregon, the Southern Poverty Law Center had an article, or I should say a map, and they claimed that up in Vancouver, 30 miles from me, there's a hate group. Well, how does the ADL define a hate group in Vancouver, Washington? It says they preach condemnation of homosexuality as sin. Now, there you have it. One of the things I should mention is that this bill will not stop just at criticism of Jews. It will include criticism of homosexuals. It'll include criticisms of Islam. All throughout the hate law countries in the world today, you can go to jail for criticizing homosexuality or Islam as much as if you criticize the Jews. What the ADL is trying to do is to lay out as many traps, if you will, to catch Christians in their jaws as they can possibly do it. So they include these other groups. And mark my words, before too much longer, they'll be outlawing a criticism of pedophilia. And so what Christians have to do now is to stand up right now and let Lamar Alexander know that we will not stand for this wicked legislation to get through. Do you know that this bill passed the Senate several years ago with no opposition because there was nobody speaking up against it? I was in a temporary retirement, and there was no watchman on the wall to warn about this bill. And right now, the evangelicals are not touching it. It's a hot potato. They don't want anything near it because it suggests that they are critical of Israel, which will bring a curse upon them from God and their contributors. And so it's up to us. I mean, I'm fighting this thing completely by myself now. The Equality Act, I had Franklin Graham and Dobson on my side and so on, even the president. But the fact is that the president allowed Vice President Pence to come down in a big gathering of Christians United for Israel. That's Hagee's pro-Israel organization. When they gathered in Congress on July 9th, Pence came down there and continue to exhort them and encourage them against anti-Semitism. So we're in this alone, and it's up to every person that's listening to this program to make one call. If you never make another call to Congress, this is it. Call Lamar Alexander at 1-202-224-3121 and tell him, please reject the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, S-852. It's a deceptive hate crimes bill which destroys free speech. And come to my website. I have a really definitive, much larger article on this bill, which will give you the documentation and links and so forth you need to defend your opposition to it. Also, we have a very popular video, which my wife and I made in Canada around 2001, called Hate Laws, Making Criminals of Christians. Every Christian, every pastor, every church should be familiar with the attack upon them and their freedom, which is posed by ADL hate crimes law. We need to be completely leery, completely suspicious of any new hate crimes legislation coming through Congress.
Well, we've been taught since we were puppies with the Scofield Bible that erroneously, the Jews are God's chosen people, and they buy it hook, line, and sinker. Hagee and his apostate church membership are spewing this heinous anti-Christian doctrine that they're God's chosen. Jesus, Hagee even had the audacity to write a book that Jesus did not come for the Jews.
Amazing. Well, the truth of the matter is that anyone who is antichrist against Jesus, the lover of their souls, their creator's giver of life itself, anyone who hates Jesus, hates God, rejects Jesus Christ and his sacrifice at Calvary, is antichrist, is not, by any stretch of the imagination, under the favor or the blessing of God. And what we have in Talmudic Judaism is a systematized, methodical rebellion and apostasy against Jesus, a racial conscience that bothers them, and they just want to, it's kind of like Lady Macbeth. She says, out, out, damn spot. They're trying to eradicate and wash their hands and get rid of this monkey on their back that they killed, the creator of the universe, who of course rose from the dead, but they were the ones who did it a millennia ago. But they can't do it because it's written in the New Testament. That's why the New Testament and authentic Christianity is right in the crosshairs of ADL's hateful agenda.
So that phone number again to call Senator Alexander is 202-224-3121. Please stand with Reverend Ted Pike with Power of Prophecy, myself, Jerry Barrett. We have to defeat this anti-Christian legislation, the Equality Act, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. These are innocuous titles that sound great, but they are a direct attack to our Christian liberties. And you need to be heard, ladies and gentlemen. You really need to have your voices heard. This is vitally important, or we're all going to end up in re-education camps or just out and out sacrificed, won't we, Ted?
That's right. This is really a defining moment. I'm continually astonished how that we can have an abundance of talk radio in America. Literally hundreds, if not thousands, of talk shows are talking right now in America, and for some reason, they don't seem to do anything specific on the legislative level in Congress as far as investigating, as far as rallying a cry to their people or anything. And so these slimy ADL perverts can create twisted legislation which slithers through the committees and so on, and unless somebody is there with a hatchet to chop off the head of that snake, latest ADL snaky bill that's coming through, it'll outlaw everything, including talk radio, while the talk radio hosts and listeners are busy yakking about the latest secondary issues. So there's got to be a revolution in responsibility to watching, keeping watch, and standing watch on the wall, like the prophet, seeing the enemy coming in Congress and state legislatures.
Well, Brother Ted, thank you so much for being a guest on Power of Prophecy. I greatly appreciate your wisdom, your knowledge, and sharing this information with us.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure, Jerry.
Well, God bless you, Ted. We'll talk to you again soon. That was my guest, Reverend Ted Pike. Today we're talking about this anti-Semitism bill, the Equality Act, the attack on our Christian liberties. It sounds innocuous, but it's not, ladies and gentlemen. It is a complete affront to our Christian ideals. They are anti-Christian. This anti-Christian legislation keeps pouring out of Congress, and we need to be heard. Well, thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time again this week. As always, I greatly appreciate it, and I pray that you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.